The work to be done for the W. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia. April 18, 1900. Dear Brother Blank, light has been given me that there are those with most precious talents and capabilities in the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Much time and money have been absorbed among us in ways that bring no returns. Instead of this, some of our best talent should be set at work for the WCTU, not as evangelists, but as those who fully appreciate the good that has been done by this body. We should seek to gain the confidence of the workers in the W by harmonizing with them as far as possible. We are to let them see and understand that the foundation of the principles of our doctrine is the Word of God. The necessity of working for the women of the Women's Christian Temperance Union has never been fully and squarely met. The problem has never received the consideration it ought to have received. If the workers in the W can obtain the true faith and set their feet in the right path, what a work will be done! But there is to be no driving on our part, no warfare, no use of the two-edged sword, which cuts every way. This people have been rich in good works. When the light of present truth is given them through carefully prepared methods, when the golden oil is received into the willing hearts of our workers, the treasures of truth and grace will be communicated from one to another. By the women of the WCTU, the law of God is misunderstood. If they can be enlightened in regard to this point, we shall say that their educated ability will do much more than it is now doing to create working forces for the advancement of truth and righteousness. The Lord asks us, my brother, to seek His face. The work of the Holy Spirit must be felt in our hearts. Many who are standing aloof from Seventh-day Adventists are living more in accordance with the light they have received than are many Seventh-day Adventists. This may seem strange to you, but strange things will have to be demonstrated to show the foolishness of the wisdom of those who judge others who have not seen the light. Much good would be done if some of the W women were invited to our camp meetings to take part in the meetings by teaching our sisters how to work. While at the meeting, they would be hearing and receiving as well as imparting. There is a great work to be done, and instead of presenting the features of our faith which are objectionable to unbelievers, let us say to them as Philip said to Nathanael, "Come and see." John 1, verse 46. We have had great light, great knowledge, and continual instruction, yet the word is given me for many of our people. You are weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Daniel 5, verse 27. There are many ways in which we can work to reach those not of our faith. It would be well to return to the methods of presenting health and temperance that were adopted nearly 30 years ago. We need to trim our lamps and receive in them the holy oil from the two olive branches. When the power of the Spirit of God rests upon us, there will be a showing for our labors altogether different from that now seen. Let us not represent truth and the situation of things as so formidable that those belonging to the Women's Christian Temperance Union will turn away in despair. There are vital truths upon which they have had very little light. They should be dealt with in tenderness, in love, and with respect for their good work. We are to guard against approaching them in such a way as to close doors whereby some, yes, many, might be reached. Instead of condemning them, let us strive to reach their hearts, not through the learned arguments of ministers, but through the wise efforts of women of influence and tact who can devote time and thought to this line of work. The Lord wants His people to follow other methods than to condemn wrong, even though their condemnation be just. He wants them to do something more than to hurl at their adversaries charges which do not convict, but only send those at whom they are made further from the truth, charges which make those in error point to the words written, and say, "You see, it is impossible to have any union with Seventh-day Adventists, for they will give us no chance to connect with them unless we believe just as they believe."
Let us remember that there is need of sanctified pens and sanctified tongues. When we as a people live as God would be pleased to have us live, we shall see the deep movings of His Spirit. Much will then be done for those who have never heard the truth. In our work for unbelievers, we may expect to hear much that is not ordered by God. But let us remember that those who speak these words do not know any better. Let us pray for them and approach them in discretion and with Christ-like tenderness. Those who oppose the counsel of God against themselves need gentle dealing. God can at any time so move upon hearts by His Holy Spirit that they will be prepared to receive the truth and unite with His commandment-keeping people.